I'm going to read today a poem for the holiday season, and this is from the Irish writer Patrick Kavanagh from his selected works. And this poem makes me think of the birth of Christ, and this goes out to all the women in the audience, including my deceased mother and my wife, Lisa McNeil, and my daughter, Megan McNeil Welsh. It's called God in Woman by Patrick Kavanagh. Now I must search till I have found my God, not in an orphanage. He hides in no humanitarian disguise, a derelict upon a barren bog, but in some fantastically ordinary incog. Behind a well-bred convent girl's eyes are wrapped in middle-class felicities, among the women in a coffee shop. Surely my God is feminine, for heaven is the generous impulse, is contented with feeding praise to the good, and all of these that I have known have come from women, while men, the poet's tragic light resented, the spirit that is woman caressed his soul.
So interesting. My guest is Lawrence Welsh, award-winning poet, and when asked to read a piece that reflects his ideas or feelings of the season, chooses another poet to read. Welcome. It's good to see you again, Larry.
It's great to see you, Monica. Thanks for having me on.
I think that generosity of spirit that you chose to read someone else's work is fascinating. It indicates to me part of your own greatness that we're here to talk about, and you're making the oh gosh face, but it's true. You have just received the 2012 New Mexico Arizona Book Award for your latest book, Begging for Vultures. And this is no small thing. Can you put this particular award in perspective as far as acknowledgement for books?
I'm just ecstatic to have received it. It's a prize, a pretty decent Southwest book award. And I was in Albuquerque. There was about 300 people there when they announced the winners. And I won it. And I was stunned, and I was, you know, satisfied and humbled. And, you know, I guess in the Southwest, there's been a couple of award committees that have found worth in my work. And so that's a blessing.
More than a couple of award committees find worth in your work. For those who are not familiar with you, tell us how you make your day-to-day living.
I'm a professor. I'm an associate professor of English at El Paso Community College. And years ago, too, I taught at UTEP for about 5 years, and I received my Master's of Fine Arts degree at UTEP quite a few years ago.
Your wife also teaches at EPCC, Lisa McNeil.
Yes.
And I believe she's district-wide theater coordinator at the Valle Verde campus. Is that right?
Yes, she is.
Okay, I wanted to
and
get that
And a speech
title
professor
right.
there.
Yeah, she, likewise, yes.
Teaches speech.
And she's a lovely lady. I've enjoyed doing some of her writing workshops. What a dynamic couple you make. How do you reconcile these two incredibly creative minds in one household?
Well, we've been together 15 years now, and we've been married 13 years, and we have two young children in home. My daughter, Megan, 12, and my son, Patrick, who's going to turn 9 tomorrow. And I don't know if we reconcile anything. I mean,
the honest answer.
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is I love Lisa. She's my soulmate. And, you know, every day, certainly being together 15 years, I'd love to say that every day is paradise, but, you know, we're parents. And,
you know, I guess part of me wanted to hear you say, well, you know, when we have a rough spot, we just go off in our corners and write poetry about it. But I knew better than that going in, so.
But we do have, I guess that's the beautiful thing about a relationship. Certainly, we do have rough spots like any couple had, I guess, like my parents had and her parents had. But I love her, and, you know, she's still the only one for me.
Well, this book, Begging for Vultures, this is your new and selected poems from 94 to 2009. Prior to this book, how many had you published? Quite a few, I know.
Yeah, seven. It was seven books. Some were chapbooks and some were full-length books. And I'm very proud of every collection I ever published. The thing that was such a big deal for me is this one was with the University of New Mexico Press. Mm-hmm. And so it's been able to just get out there to a wider audience. And since the press did such a beautiful job of putting the collection together, I think a lot of people were able to see my work, maybe that had never seen it before, or certainly would look at it and say, wow, this is a really respected press. Let's take a look at this guy's work and see if it's worth anything.
Well, are you working on another project already, I assume?
Yeah, I have actually. There's about four books I'm working on.
In your spare time?
Yeah, different things. There's a book I think is finally finished that I have worked on for 20 years, and it's a book that's all about the Irish-American experience in a poetic form, or I should say my Irish-American Irish experience. And it's taken about 20 years to finish, and I think it's finally finished.
Was there something in there that was really hard to write about?
Oh, I think it's all hard to write about. I mean, but it kind of must be written about. For me, growing up as a first-generation Irish-American where I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, I'm so proud of my people, and I was so proud of my mother who came from Ireland. But also the Irish carry around in some aspects a little bit of why I love El Paso so much. I can find this sometimes with Mexican people and Mexican-American people. The Irish carry around some aspects of historical tragedy on their shoulders from the colonization and the fact, of course, that we were tried. The English almost killed one-third of every Irish man and woman out there. So there's a certain amount of tragicness in being Irish, but there's also so much beauty and so much love. And my whole life, I've kind of wrestled with my bloodline and with my roots and who I am. And here I am in El Paso.
Well, I'm particularly charmed by the fact that you are so connected. Of course, in 2011, you were named one of the top 100 Irish Americans of the year by Irish American Magazine in New York City. And I see too many of us in America not having or feeling any connection with where we come from. So that has certainly informed your work. And I very much look forward to seeing that piece when it is completed. And in the meanwhile, we must celebrate this 2012 New Mexico Arizona Book Award for Begging for Vultures. Congratulations to my guest today, award-winning poet Lawrence Welsh. Thank you for coming in.
Monica, thank you so much for having me, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.